Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and our devotion today is from Matthew 24, verse 9. I've titled it, Open Season on Christians. Open Season on Christians. Matthew 24, 9 says, Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. The Greek word toti, translated here as then, is a time word and a transition word that is best understood as transitioning to the second half of the tribulation period. It can be translated as then or as at that time. Then is an adverb that functions as an expression of time. T-O-T-E, toti, means at that time or a point of time subsequent to another point of time. Note that this adverb is found in Matthew 24, 9, Matthew 24, 10, and Matthew 24, 14, and generally indicates sequence or a successive order of two or more things. So says Bruce Hurt. In context, Jesus has just stated in Matthew 24, 8, that all these things in verses 4 through 7 are the beginning of birth pangs, which is a descriptive phrase elsewhere used in relation to the day of the Lord or the tribulation period. The scripture, in no uncertain terms, marks the middle of the tribulation period as a clear turning point in the tribulation period. For example, in Daniel 9:27, then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, a 7-year period of time, but in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and the offering, and on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. This is exactly what Jesus references in Matthew 24:15. 2 Thessalonians 2 reveals more specifically what the height of this abomination involves. We read there, 2 Thessalonians 2:4, speaking of Antichrist, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is the same time period that Revelation 13 addresses. We read there in verses 5 through 7, And he, again Antichrist, was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. In the last half of the tribulation period, it will be open season on Christians, as Antichrist declares all-out war on them, and he will have legal control to pursue killing Christians all over the world. At this point, there will be no safe place to hide. It is precisely at this time that all in the world will be commanded to take the mark of the beast, 666, or they cannot buy or sell anything, as shown later in Revelation 13, 16 through 18. This last half of the tribulation period is called the time of Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah 30, verse 7, or the time of great tribulation by Christ in Matthew 24, 21. This will be the absolute worst time in human history, and it will be really rough for those who convert to be God's people. Tribulation has the idea of persecution or distress and is used three times in this chapter, verse 9, 21, and 29. The persecution at this point will be very murderous and full of hatred. John MacArthur says, the unbelieving world will intensify its hatred of God, and because it cannot attack him directly, it will fiercely attack his people. End of quote. Many see a parallel here with the fifth seal, which relates to the martyred saints in the tribulation period. We read there in Revelation 6, 9 through 11, When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little longer, a little while longer, until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren, who would be killed as they were, was completed. The hatred for Christians at this point will be universal, as they will be hated by all nations. And Christ says it will be for my name's sake. Those who identify with Christ will have a target on their back. The church age has no specific signs, but it does have trends that prepare the way for the Antichrist, which can be summed up as apostasy. 1 John 2:18 and 19, little children, it is the last hour. As you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. They apostatized. Apostasy that turns on Christians is part of the last day's madness that prepares the way for the ultimate time of persecution under Antichrist. We see this developing trend even now. 2 Timothy 3:1, know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Perilous times of apostasy that ultimately yield to the Antichrist. The world is gearing up for the rule of Antichrist. It's coming. The only question is when. It's just a matter of timing. But as Christians, we are not looking for the Antichrist, but rather for the Savior from heaven, who delivers us from the wrath to come. First, Christ comes for his church, and then the Antichrist comes on the scene. Live ready. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.